We're here with you with Sherman Ellison, who is traffic ticket attorney. Just in case you have not been keeping up with this, we know there's a lot else going on in your life, but the red light cameras have been a top thorny issue since their inception over a decade ago. There were 186,000 tickets that were not even paid by people. Well, now things are changing. Sherman Ellison is here, traffic ticket attorney, and we welcome Dennis Zine, the L.A. City Councilman, who led the fight to end this ticket program. Thanks for being with us, Councilman.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing today?
Well,
we devoted to kill the program. That still left a lot of things in limbo. We've been talking about some of those things here this morning. Do you have any words of advice for people who were issued a ticket, have not yet paid or gone to court, or we even have one listener who's about to start traffic school, and the best thing we could say is you better go through with it?
Well, here's the situation. The courts hold control over this matter. Once the citation is issued, it goes through the clearing process with the police department. A letter from a credit agency goes out to the violator, and that's where it really drops. It then is managed by the court, and what I have a letter to the presiding supervising judge of the LA Superior Courts to find out if there's some type of a solution that we can come up with to resolve the matter that's before the court. The violation does not go on your record, does not affect your insurance, does not affect your credit rating. If you don't pay it, there's really no consequences. The problem is we found out late in the situation that the court does maintain that in their file. And if you come into court for another situation, they bring that up. What happens after that, I don't know. So I request a meeting with the judges to find out if there is some solution to clear the glut out in the court system, because they have a number of those citations that are sitting there have not been paid. And then the people that fall in this particular situation, as we ended at July 31st, what happens after that? Because citations were issued up through midnight July 31st. So there's a big question mark. I do not have the answer.
Okay. And there was a point on the record, and there's no way to, as far as we know, Mr. Ellison, to get rid of that, right, as a councilman?
Well, once there's a conviction, there's a point on the record. When it's pending,
there's still no points
still
on the
no
record.
Points, correct. But the city council can instruct the city attorney, since these are, and I know council member Zine knows this, that these are City of Los Angeles tickets that are being prosecuted through the Los Angeles Superior Court. So the City of Los Angeles, I believe, can instruct their city attorney to dismiss these, like they can any other prosecution, to dismiss these tickets. It's a possible option that I know that Council Member Zine has considered.
Okay, let's look back on this. Councilman, why do you suppose, what tipped the issue? What was the straw that broke the camel's back that got this thing put a stop to it, you suppose? Just the reports?
After a decade of this, there was an audit done by our controller, Wendy Gruhl, and that audit showed that it's costing us a tremendous amount of money, that a number of them were not being paid by the violators, and there were no consequences. And when we found that out, we said, what is the system actually doing? Are we reducing collisions? Are we reducing deaths at those locations? And then we found out that 90-plus percent of the citations are for a slow right turn in a red light.
Yeah.
And the more we looked into it, the more questions arose, and then I carried the ball to say, we need to scrap this program. It's really not justified. The fine is $480 to over $500 if you have traffic school attached. And it just didn't seem to be fair. We can be a lot more productive if we want to modify the amber light, if we want to extend the red light, a lot other ways we can do to make traffic safety in the City of Los Angeles. And I was a 33 member of the LAPD. I was a motorcycle supervisor, an instructor at the police academy on vehicle code. I wrote a lot of tickets during my career. And you've got to have a system that works well. This system did not work well, and it was really a system designed by a company.
Yeah,
to
a private company.
Compliance. It didn't work. It was supposed to work, so ultimately we scrapped it. But now we've got the consequences. What do we do with all those citations that are sitting out there that have not been adjudicated?
All right. Councilman Dennis Zine, thank you very much for being with us here on Money 101. Appreciate it. Thanks for the good work on the behalf of the drivers who are already suffered under enough financial burden as it is. Joseph at OC, Money 101, KFWB, and in OC, you still got them. Still got red light cameras.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding parking tickets that I obtained in Los Angeles County about 5 years ago, and I never did solve those tickets, and I lost all records of that. And I want to know, how do I go about straightening out that matter with the least consequences possible?
Well, I would imagine you need to contact the parking enforcement segment of the city of Los Angeles. We rarely get involved with parking tickets, but that's
they
the
can
only...
add up, though. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, that's what I'm concerned about. I want to keep the penalties to a minimum.
I can't believe that they're not. Wait a minute. I can't believe that there's not a record of the parking tickets that you've got. So I would check it out. But look, when you add in all the penalties, you're going to want to try to make some kind of a deal, and you can usually do that. I mean, you can at least make that pitch, right, Sherman?
Well, you could make the effort. Yeah. God knows if it'll work.
All right. Good luck to you. Tony in L.A., Money 101 KFWB. Tony, go ahead. Yes, sir. Hello. Tony. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I received one of those tickets simply because I was the registered owner of the car. It wasn't me driving at all.
Well, that's a common thing that happens. Parents, kids get the car, what have you, and if it's not you, you don't have to pay the ticket, right, Trimmer?
But you right. Well, here's the situation. In that situation, Tony, I'd suggest you go to court, plead not guilty, set it for trial. Ultimately, when you go to court on the trial date, they'll see that it's not you because it won't resemble you, and the case will be dismissed. You know, as opposed to you writing a note saying that it was my son or my brother driving the car. So I'm just telling you how
they got the picture. They got you in person, and that's the way it's going to get.
Well, they'll see that it's not him if he's not the driver.
All right. Good luck, Tony. Tom is in Arcadia, Money 101. Tom, go ahead. KFWB.
About 73 miles per hour. I had just set my cruise control. I was actually caravanning with a couple folks up to Sequoia, so we were pretty packed and with a lot of stuff in our car, so we weren't going that fast. And there was about three, I was in the number one lane, and there was a car in front of me, a car on the side of me. And as the freeway turned, you know, the car on the side of me was going about, I would say, 80, 83.
Okay, what's the bottom line here? What's the bottom line? You got pulled over for speeding, and somebody was going faster?
So I get pulled over out of the three in the that were together. And I told the cop, I said, I was going 75 on my cruise control. I said, that car next to me was the one going 80. He says, no, you were the one going 80. Can I fight? I mean,
Well, you got a good question. How do you fight a ticket like that?
Well, first of all, what was the speed limit, Tom?
65.
If it was 65 and you admitted to the police officer you were going 75, you have admitted that you've violated the 22349A, the speeding statute. So even if he picked somebody else, you've already admitted you're guilty.
Okay, let's talk about that. What happened? You get pulled over. What shouldn't you say? Don't be specific.
Well, no, I think you can be upfront with the police officer because they've already made a decision in their mind. You've committed a violation. So if you're upfront, you don't lie to them, you have a chance of an officer giving you a break. If you lie and say I wasn't speeding when they know you were, no chance of a break.
Okay,
that
but you don't want to be specific. My speedometer shows that I was going 82 miles an hour.
You're correct. Right, I don't want to do that.
Okay, Sherman Ellison, trafficticketattorney.com is his website. He does offer consultations for free. If you want to call his office, 800-244-7070.